I'm a slave to fashion.
Yeah, that's people say that about you all the time. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Where did you get that?
Exactly. What's the deal on that?
Well, I was talking about retiring.
Yeah.
And how, and I was just trying to, you know, another way to ease into it, but some of the things that you need in retirement, and for men, you need to find trousers that belt up around your sternum, you know. and women need a floppy hat and maybe a sundress.
Uh-huh.
And both need money.
Uh-huh.
And, a lot of people don't think about this, it's interesting when you talk to someone, they'll say, as soon as I quit working, my thrift savings plan account, I don't, no longer have to contribute to that. I won't get as much money, so I won't pay as much taxes. Won't have to transportation, you know, gas, subway, what have you. All of these pluses, but they're going to do it with less money. But what a lot of people don't realize is that when you retire from the government, that you get, like the first month, you get what they call an interim payment, and it is an estimate of the estimate that you're going to get when they finally straighten things out.
Yeah.
But that can be less than 50% of what you're probably due.
Uh-huh.
And if you retire and your income is suddenly cut 50% or more, you better have a nest egg of several months. You know, the pros say 6 months to a year for all of us, not just federal workers.
Yeah.
But in some cases, the processing, because this is, it's paper intensive. Nearly all of the documents for people who are currently eligible to retire are in paper.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to be mailed to the Office of Personnel Management. OPM has to go through them, make sure you don't owe the government money, make sure your service time is correct, make sure there weren't any breaks in service, that you didn't borrow money somehow from your retirement plan. Infinite variety of things that have to be checked out, and that can take time.
Yeah.
And particularly if you have a lot of people retiring or leaving, as you have now in the Postal Service with the buyouts, and particularly if in some agencies, instead of sending it over as soon as you retire and the paperwork is compiled, they'll wait and get a big package to send to OPM. So it could be 20 or 30 days after you retire before OPM gets the information. So
and then they have to have some processing.
They
time
have
on top
quite
of
a bit
it.
To do in some cases. Absolutely, yeah.
What's the total turnaround time? Do you get any sense of
that? I don't think there is one. I talked with David Snell, National Active and Retired Federal Employees, yesterday, and he said he thought it was around, I think he said 4 months.
Jeez.
Until you get a full check.
Yeah.
I think it depends on where they come from. I think it depends on the flow that month. And they have had quite a backlog. And I understand they recently added 40 people to that particular unit to help process things. But again, it's the big problem is it's paper intensive.
Yeah.
At one stage of the game, they were talking about, okay, the agency will give you an estimate and you can go online and calculate, you know, your high three and what you're likely going to get. Probably pretty close, unless you've missed something.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, they said, why don't we give them 90% of whatever the estimate is, and then we'll straighten it out down the road. But that won't be such a hardship for them. But for some reason, apparently, they decided not to do that.
Mm-hmm. The uncertainty, like a lot of the other things that you and I talk about, is the big thing here, though, because you can't say, okay, OPM gets my information in a month after I retire, and then another month after that, or 3 months after that, or whatever, is when I start getting checks. It could be who knows how long.
Really, that's it. And you hear some anecdotally, and I've heard from people who say it's been 6 months for me. I think one guy said it took almost a year to get his straightened out. I don't know any of the circumstances. Assuming he's telling the truth, maybe he had breaks in service. You know, a number of things could have happened.
Right.
And also, you have to, if you have an ex-spouse, you have to do certain things with survivor benefits. Do you leave them or not? Is there a court order for things like that? So it can be quite complicated. You know, everybody, the lawyers will tell you, somebody will walk in their office and they'll say, I've got a really simple case. And 4 days later, they're still explaining it. So some of these are very complicated.
Yeah. John Barry said a while back that they were going to change up the way they were doing them because they used to just do them in order.
Yeah.
And they were going to do a little bit of, I guess, for lack of a better word, triage,
mm-hmm.
and look at them and go, is this one simple? Could we knock this one out pretty quick? Yes. And it goes on a quick pile. And this one's a lot more complicated, so it goes over here in a complicated pile. But that's good for the people who are on the quick pile.
Exactly.
But it does lend this, it does continue this, we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, it
when
can make it much thing. Tougher if you get in the, and a lot of people have a break in service.
Uh-huh.
Work for the government for 10 years. Women in particular stop, raise your family, and then come back in government. And they have to figure those out. And the high three can look very funny in situations like that. So it's much easier to criticize it than it is to solve it.
Yeah. What was the big Your Turn show about today?
Well, we talked about this super committee.
Uh-huh.
And what possibly could come out of it. And there are any a number of things. The proposal to change the high three retirement formula to a high five. Possibly a plan to make feds pay a lot more for their health insurance, sort of a voucher system, and with health costs, health premiums going up every year, that could be a real problem for people. By some estimates, they now pay 30% of the premium in, outside of the Postal Service, and by some estimates, you could wind up paying as much as 56% of the premium mm-hmm. within 5 or 6 years.
Wow.
There's a proposal, an idea to make people contribute more toward their retirement. And in some cases it could be, it could be as much as 8 or 9% more for retirement.
Hmm.
And then the thing called the chained CPI, which sounds to me, I would say like an X-rated movie, but the chained CPI in this case is a different measurement to measure the rate of inflation. Right now they use the consumer price index, the CPIW, as the measure, but there's some people who think that overstates inflation because it doesn't take into account the fact that people adjust their spending habits when times are hard or prices are high. And the analogy they use is, like in a recession like this, you go from steak to chicken or mm-hmm. hamburger helper. And they say that doesn't take it into account. Opponents of it say it'll permanently reduce cost of living adjustments for people by as much as half a percentage point. And over time that you have that compounding in reverse. So you have a much lesser amount of a CPI. And of course, the big thing is the impact on federal workers would be whatever it is, but this would also apply to Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about saving a half a percentage point on each of 65 million payments every month, and that's a big chunk of change.
Yeah. You stated earlier correctly, I might add, that you are a fashion plate.
Yes.
But I do need to mention to you that the belt is actually supposed to go around the waist and not around the armpits.
I got it. Okay.